Mother closed her eyes and hung her head. Elle felt tears running down her own cheeks.
"More knights are coming," one of the guardsmen said. "They're fleeing to Kunil, the survivors."
"What of my brothers?" Elle asked Sir Talon. Amory was teaching at Mirwood. It was his hope to be an Aldermaston someday. But all the other brothers had chosen the arts of war, following father's footsteps.
Callum is dead,
Talon sputtered. He squeezed the cup so hard it looked as if it would dent.
Brant fled south, chased by the prince.
Garen? Mother asked. What of Garen?
I think he's dead too, my lady. He received bitter wounds. I don't think they spared any who fell.
Sir Talon looked Mother in the eyes.
The prince will come here. He'll break down the walls of Kunil.
He can try,
shouted a grief-stricken knight.
What of the king?
Mother asked. The king, her brother, a weak-willed man, a ruler made clumsy by power who had driven his nobles into rebellion. Elle was closer to her cousin, the prince, than she'd ever been to her uncle.
He was on the battlefield screaming for his life,
said Sir Talon with derision.
The prince has him now. But they're coming, my lady. They know our knights will retreat to Kunil. We cannot stand forever, not against so much wrath.
My lady,
said Sir Brighton,
we can hold Kunil until Idumea returns. Others will rally. Such treachery will not be rewarded by the medium. Stand fast, my lady.
Mother was decisive. She always had been. She and father had risked contempt and ire by choosing to marry for love. She, a king's daughter. He, a landless knight from Dahomey, but a warrior without peer. Elle looked at her mother, and then she heard a whisper deep in her soul from the medium.
Montargis.
It was an abbey in Dahomey that her father had paid tithes to. The one where he had passed the Maston test. A small abbey, a humble one. Severin Dimont's rise to power had improved the abbey's fortunes, and they'd found a wealthy benefactor in the Earl and his wife.
Sir Brighton, I want you to ride hard for Mirwood. Tell Amory to flee to Dahomey. Take a ship with him from Bridgestow and meet us at Montargis Abbey.
My lady!
Sir Brighton gasped in complaint.
Surely not even the prince would violate the right of sanctuary at Mirwood.
Mother squeezed Elle's hand.
I cannot trust that. And I will not let that black prince have my daughter, too. Stand fast, whatever happens.
She rose to her feet, bringing Elle with her.
We flee to Dovia, this instant. We cannot linger an hour.
Though Elle's heart clenched with pain, she believed her mother was choosing the medium's will. She'd heard the whisper in her own heart. The abbey at Montargis would welcome them. They would be protected by sanctuary in Dahomey, which was stricter in the Maston order than wayward Comoros. Elle looked around and saw most of the Night Mastons crying.
I will escort you, my lady,
Sir Talon said, grunting in pain as he rose to his feet.
You need a healer, Mother said, shaking her head. Tend to his wounds.
I will not abandon you,
Talon said firmly.
I will not betray my duty. We ride to Dovir. And ready the parapets. When those spawn of the myriad ones come, they will meet your steel and see men of courage still stand ready to defend Kunil.
Elle was bundled into a cloak. A horse was prepared. Sir Talon chose three knights to ride with them on fresh mounts. More stragglers from the defeated army arrived, sharing tales of bloodshed and misery. As Mother had said, they fled Kunil within the hour. And it wasn't until they were clear of the trees that Elle remembered the tome her betrothed had graciously provided her as a present. It was still in the tower where she'd left it.